The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor. And while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
For her 40th birthday, the wife said, "I'd love to be 10 again." So that Saturday, her husband had a heaping stack of chocolate chip pancakes. Also, which was also her favorite breakfast. And then they hit the playground and the merry-go-round. They finished the day with a banana split. "So, how did you enjoy being a kid for a day?" the husband asked. "Great," said the wife. "But when I said I wanted to be 10 again, I meant my dress size." Oops. Well, that's the perfect segue to talk about our show in this hour of the program. A lot of you want to be instantly thinner and reduce your fat and your size by a long shot. Sometimes too much at too much too soon. But there's always the liposuction, the fat reducing procedure, and of course a lot of things that make you younger, plastic surgery-wise, and we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes, unless you think that, by the way, this is the Snowman keeping you cool and healthy, and we appreciate you tuning into the program. Thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend, which we do hope to make strong and healthy with the information we have for you this morning. Well, you know, lest you think plastic surgery was created by Hollywood to maintain the looks and the bodies of celebrities and superstars, along with all the narcissists in the world, I might add. Historically, regarding plastic surgery, it was materialized or created out of the consequences of war, unfortunately, and that was World War I, when surgeons were there to reconstruct the bodies of, as you can imagine, the horrific war injuries that the soldiers were coming back with or that they suffered on the field. And they wanted to get them back to as normal looking and as original as possible and putting them back together both functionally and visually. And so fast forward to today, and besides plastic surgery being performed for vanity purposes, whether it's looking younger, sexier, more feminine or masculine, these procedures are now the norm for burn patients and breast cancer survivors, accident or trauma victims, and many other instances. And yet, like any surgery, it's not completely risk-free, which is why we are going to be talking about it during this hour's show. And also, when it comes to cosmetic or corrective procedures and not full-blown surgery, you've probably heard the term minimally invasive, right? That doesn't sound too risky, does it? You might think, well, David, you know, if there's a slim chance of any side effects, they're going to be minor or temporary at the worst. Is having your forehead replaced, is that a consequence of a minor side effect, having to replace your forehead? My guest in this hour is going to share the story of a woman who had to endure just that as a result of these dermal fillers, which grossly disfigured her face. Now, of course, not everyone that has this procedure has that happen to them, but you think, well, that almost never happens. Well, think again, the safety and efficacy of these products, it's poorly regulated, and More common than you'd think, and my guest is going to share the story of that woman, as well as other examples of what can happen and is still happening every day as a result of either dangerous products injected or implanted into the patients, or improperly performed procedures from unqualified or inexperienced medical personnel. My guest, Joan Freeman, she's the author of the new book, Facing the Cut, An Inside Perspective on Plastic and Cosmetic Surgery. She's a 33-year industry veteran in the field of plastic, cosmetic, and reconstructive surgery. She's worked with some of the top plastic surgeons in the nation, everywhere from Hollywood and elsewhere. She talks about how websites can be misleading and that there is little or no regulation in this dangerous playing field that a lot of people get grave consequences with and permanent disfigurement. And so we'll talk about that, what you need to know about plastic surgery. And a lot of you are wanting to start the year with a new look, so maybe... Or maybe want to get rid of a scar or the look of, from an accident or injury. Whether it's for vanity purposes or reconstructive purposes, we'll talk about what you need to know when you go to shop for plastic surgery. All right. Let's go to, do we have our guest on the line? No, not yet. Okay. We're getting him on the line shortly or just a second here. We have a guest, by the way, just a mini interview with someone that I want to honor, and he's been on the show many times. You've heard him over the past, I think the past 15, I want to say 15 years. I didn't look into my files to see when we had the first interview with him, but he has definitely been a huge contributor to Dr. Health Radio. In the meantime, let me talk about a few other things here, and that is, the marathon. The Honolulu Marathon, this is Marathon Weekend, and we always give you a little pre-race coverage of the Honolulu Marathon. The fourth largest marathon in the nation, by the way, 27,000 people expected to start. Not all of them will finish, but a majority of them will in tomorrow's race, which starts at Kapi'olani Park, Ala Moana, and then goes, the finish line is Kapi'olani Park, but it goes all the way out to Hawaii Kai to... Hawaii Kai Drive and Keoholi Street, that's the turnaround point, and then back again. And I might add that I ran a marathon yesterday. It was no big thing. Well, it was my dyslexic marathon. It wasn't 26.2 miles. No, it was 2.62 miles. That was my dyslexic marathon that I run every year at this time. When I was running back, I actually ran the last mile and a half or so as part of my run on the course, and I passed the finish line. Of course, they were still setting up the tower, but that's beside the point. But I did notice, and for those of you running the marathon tomorrow, most of you are going to have a negative split, meaning that the second half of your race is probably going to be faster than the first half, which is usually a good thing. When I did run marathons, that was always, or 10Ks, that was always a thing that I strived for, because then you got more oomph at the finish line or in the second half of the race. But it's because of the tailwinds. The winds are going to be 20-plus miles an hour tomorrow. And when I was running yesterday, they were pretty strong, but I did notice that the tailwind coming back toward Kapi'olani Park, which is where the finish line is, that's going to give you kind of a turbocharged finish. So you're going to be in for a pleasant surprise, and hopefully you won't hit the wall or... Heartbreak Hill won't be such a big heartbreak. All right, do we have Steve on the line? Okay, Steve Fraley has been a longtime guest. He is also the purveyor and creator of... hello, Steve, are you there?
There I am.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Thank you for being there. Now, I wanted to honor you because you have been on for ever and a day, I think about 15 years. I think it was the mid-2000s that you first came on with us as a guest, talking about noni and the medicinal qualities of Hawaiian herbal medicine, such as noni, which is one of the canoe plants that the Hawaiians brought over because it was so important to them. But I'd like to mention that you are the longest time, you're not the oldest person we You're pretty old, but not.
You're
going to
date me.
Sorry about that. But you're our longest time local sponsor, Hawaiian Organic Noni, the makers of Noni Fruit Leather and Lavender Noni Lotion, or Noni Lavender Lotion. I always mix that up. And you are, you know, and the website, by the way, is realnoni.com. And you are more real than real. I mean, it's the real deal. When you use any of your Noni products, it's 90+% 98% Noni, and what are these others? I was at the expo yesterday, and I'm not going to mention brand names, but there was a Noni drink, and it was boasting that it had 1.5 ounces of Noni juice and a 12-ounce can of the Noni drink. And I thought, oh, wow, well, that's impressive. I mean, I know somebody that puts almost 100% Noni in their, it's not a drink, of course, that you have, but it's the medicinal, the real deal. So tell us, you're down at the Honolulu Marathon Expo at the Hawaii Convention Center right now. You were there yesterday, and it's today's the last day, of course, because the race is tomorrow. But you don't have to be running the marathon to partake in all the activities there, and it's a free event. So talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, well, it's free to anybody to come in, and it's at the convention center, which is really nice, and they have it really well organized. And there's a lot of expo booths that are health-related, sports-related, and it's kind of fun. They have entertainment. They have singing and dancing. It's really nice. It really is a nice one. Highly recommend people come down.
Just a great bunch of people.
Well, first of all, in about 3 months, I'll be 70 years old.
I don't know
how long I've been on your show, but it's been great. And I will say to anybody who has a product, I highly recommend your show because you present facts and you make it fun. And then people can make decisions whether to, you know, what they can do for their health.
Well, that's kind
I really
of you.
Appreciate
you.
Your show has done for us for years. So,
well,
but anyway, anybody who comes down today, well, I'll say the first eight people, we'll pick eight. First eight people come down and say, David Snow is such a nice guy. Get a free bottle of lotion.
Free bottle of lotion, just
actually,
for mentioning Dr. Health Radio.
Free bottle of lotion, And we have an icy heat. We have an Noni Lavender lotion for pain or for the skin conditions. Matter of fact, yesterday I had a David, and I think he's on call in. He was listening, a long-time listener.
Uh-huh.
He came in, and he put the lotion on. And he said, I don't know if this will work. 2 minutes later, he came back. He said, I can't believe it. My sciatica pain, my back pain's gone. He was on call in today. We'll see if he does.
Huh.
But he was really impressed.
Wow.
So anyway, so we have stuff here. People can come and try it. But a lot of people, you know, as we said for many years, I'll just say it's potency, as you just mentioned. We do pure, raw, unfermented noni, not the juice, for potency. And the fruit leather is 100% noni fruit leather.
Mm-hmm.
As close to the raw fruit as you can get.
Exactly.
The lotions are about 90%. So it's very effective. There's a lot of different things, pains, skin conditions.
And of course, it's certified organic, and you're growing it on Kauai.
Yep.
You're the largest grower of Noni on the island of Kauai.
That is the other thing. I want to extend an invitation to all your listeners. If they ever visit Kauai, we do free 2.5-hour educational farm tours. It's not selling you products. It's showing you how Noni grows, what it does. Also, we talk about organics. What we do on a very large scale on 70 acres, you can do the same thing in your backyards. Compost teas, worms. You'll see our worm hotels. And we actually have birds that land on your arm and eat out of your hand.
And you have bees, too. I love the Noni honey that you have.
Oh,
you produce that.
Yeah, we have honey from we have about 50 beehives, which Noni, every fruit has 50 to 75 flowers on the exterior
Amazing.
Of the fruit, which we talk about, which is really unique. So they taste our honey. But anyway, anybody, you know, they can call. We do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We are a working farm. So 2.5 hours at 10 a.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday by reservation. We take a maximum of about 25.
Now, what number would they call,
anybody,
Steve?
Welcome to come.
What's give us a number.
It's the toll-free number. It's 888.
Okay.
882-6664, which spells Noni.
6664.
882-6664.
Okay.
And it's fun. We have a beautiful spot. We just bought 33 more acres on my back side of me. So we're 70 acres now.
Great.
It used to be 37 acres.
Okay, and what time is the...
Beautiful place.
Fantastic, for people on either who live on Kauai. We have a lot of Kauai listeners. Or if you're going over to the island of Kauai for a staycation or for the holidays or whatever. Now, what is the special today at the Hawaii Convention Centers, the Honolulu Marathon
Expo? It's basically about 15. It's $5 off the large bottles, $3 off the small bottles. We have samples they can just try and come. We have the fruit leather they can taste. So we have everything we have here discounted. And it's about $4 to $5 off each item.
And you said the first eight people that mentioned Dr. Health Radio get a free bottle. There's no purchase necessary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just mention. They have to say David is such a nice guy.
Stop it. Just mention Dr. Health Radio. Okay. You're making me turn red, but, you know, it doesn't matter because this is radio, not TV. Anyway, well, thank you so much, Steve, for being there. And we look forward to the next 15 years to have you on the air and continue promoting the health benefits, the many health benefits of Noni and all the people that you help.
I will say, when I meet people from who listen to you on the trade, you know, on the radio, that have heard me, you have a very loyal, educated clientele that listen to your show. I'm really impressed. Yeah. I'm really impressed with them.
I am. Whenever I miss,
so welcome to come down.
Yeah, no, that's great. You know, and I never. I mean, I don't know who's listening out there in radio land, of course, but when I do meet the people, I agree with you. I'm very impressed by their, you know, just their passion for wanting to learn and some of the things they know already. I mean, a lot of them obviously are more knowledgeable than I am on many points regarding health. And, of course, we have a lot of doctors that listen, too. So thank you so much, Steve. And,
well, it's indicative of the quality of your show.
Well, I, you know,
I, okay, I'll say, you know,
thank you.
Again, I'll say that. I don't want to make you turn red. It is.
All right. Well, thanks. That's very kind of you to say. And thanks, and we'll see you down there. And again, the first eight people who mentioned Dr. Health Radio or Dave, you know, you can mention me, free bottle of, you know, no obligation. Can they choose from either the Icy Heat or the...
Yep, they can choose either one. They can put them both on. They can pick their choice. You know, most people pick the Icy Heat for pain.
Okay.
Because of the menthol camphor makes it penetrate. But... Yeah, and we won't make them sign up for the marathon. They just, you know, come in for free.
And that's not a sample bottle. That's a full-size bottle. I mean...
That's a full-size 4-ounce bottle.
Yeah, okay.
It's a 4-ounce bottle.
Great.
It'll last them, you know, a month. So,
yeah.
All right?
Fantastic. Thank you, Steve, for being there. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
There goes Steve Fraley of Hawaiian Organic Noni. And again, he is down there right now. Stop by the booth at the Hawaiian Organic Noni booth at the... Honolulu Marathon Expo at the Hawaii Convention Center going on. Oh, I forgot to ask him how late it goes. I think it's at least until 5 or 6. You can bet on that. Okay, moving right along. Last week we had Dr. Jeffrey Burke talking about highlighting the results users were experiencing after taking these cannabis-free Emerald Health Bioceutical products, the CBD-free supplements that target the endocannabinoid system. And you get the same results as CBD, but without the possibility of testing positive for cannabis, which you don't want to do if you're, you know, your occupation in the workplace is subject to random drug testing. And as we talked about 10% of people who supposedly take these THC-free products get tested because the trace amounts in there over a period of time, if you're taking it medicinally and not recreationally, it doesn't matter if you smoked a joint yesterday or have been taking a tincture or a tablet of something over a period of months, it's still going to, you know, unfortunately, the drug test does not discriminate. And even though you were legitimately taking it for pain or anxiety or some other health condition, you know, you're screwed. So Emerald Health is the alternative. And by the way, it's a Canadian company, one of the world's leading health experts in formulating cannabinoids is who they hired, Dr. Giovanni Appendino from Italy, and he has more than 20 papers published on the endocannabinoid system and is considered one of the world's experts, if not the world's expert on cannabinoids, endocannabinoids. So we ran out of time before I told you, I was able to tell you where they were available. Basically, all the down-to-earth natural food stores have the Emerald Health products, and that includes the Endo Inflame, the Endo Bliss, the Endo Brain, which is my favorite. I took two this morning, Endo Calm, and the Endo Sleep, which will make you sleep like a baby. And all the down-to-earths, including their newest store in IAEA, which is, just had their grand opening last week at this time, last week Saturday, the new store in Pearl Ridge. But all the down-to-earths have it. Vim and Vigor in the Ala Moana Shopping Center, if you're doing, you know, most of Oahu residents shop in Ala Moana for Christmas shopping. So stop by Vim and Vigor for the Emerald Health products. The Source in Kailua, the Source Natural Foods on Kainehi Street in Kailua on the windward side for our windward listeners. They have all the Emerald Health products as well. And then on Maui, Farmers Market Maui in Lahaina for our West Maui listeners over there. And then, of course, Alive and Well in Kahului, They have more supplements on Maui than any other store. And then Hawaiian Moons in Kihei for you, for the south side of Maui listeners over there. And then in Kauai, Papaya's Natural Foods in Kapa'a has all the, excuse me, running out of water here, has the Emerald Health cannabis-free formulas, and they have the whole line there. And then in, finally on the Big Island, in Kona, Island Naturals in Kailua Kona, as well as Healthways 2 and Waimea. And then for our California listeners, too many stores to mention, so just stop by your natural food store and ask for it. If they don't have it, they can get it. All right, next hour, Stacey Chalemi has the talks about the complete herbal guide. She'll talk about herbal medicine for the winter holidays as well as all times of the year. She and her husband, Dr. Michael Chalemi, live in on the East Coast, and they have devoted their lives to making people healthier. So we'll talk about some of the things to know about with the peak flu and cold season coming up, what you need to know there for natural healing, and also to maintain your weight during the holidays. We'll talk about electrical nerve stimulation, and also she's a spokesperson for the American Epilepsy Society, so we'll touch on epilepsy as well. Now, xanthocin, that's the safe and natural anti-inflammatory available at all GNCs. I saw it at the Marathon Expo yesterday. They had a booth, GNC had a booth, and xanthocin, it turns out if you buy two bottles, either the 30 or the 60 size bottle of xanthocin, that's the most potent antioxidant that you can possibly have. And if you're a runner, you want to double up on the dosage tonight. I would take two or three xanthocin today, so that it's in your system for tomorrow morning's race. But in any case, it's good for everybody, whether you're a runner or not, one of my core supplements. And you get a free 30-day supply if you buy two bottles of either the 30 or the 60 size at the Marathon Expo. So, oh, my gosh, we're already blowing through the Health Hotline news. I'll have to have that a little later on. Also, you can go to xanthocin.com. That's xanthocin.com. And if you're running tomorrow, as I mentioned, take two or three xanthocin, the 12 milligram. And it's remember, it's three times stronger than other astaxanthin products. And you want to take it with some food that includes fat, because it's a fat-soluble antioxidant, and it will absorb better into your body. All right, let's see. You know, let's do a short version of the news. So straight ahead on the news, hungry for something new? How about an edible game to satisfy you? Then some tips to make your drive-through a little healthier. Plus, what juice to add to your green vegetables to make them tastier and healthier? Details to these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
If you're like most people, you've got a calendar to help you stay organized, or a day planner, or some PDA you're still figuring out how to use. And it helps keep track of the anniversaries and birthdays that our overworked brains can't remember. That way we know exactly when things will happen and how long we can put off making arrangements for them. But there are some things in life that we can't put on our calendar because we don't know when they'll happen, if at all. Like some sort of household emergency, or a disaster, or even a fire. But when it does, the time to prepare for it has already passed. So get together with your family today and prepare for the unexpected by establishing a family disaster plan with help from your local Red Cross. That way you'll all know exactly what to do in the event of an emergency, where to go, who to call, how to help each other. But do it today so you won't get caught by surprise tomorrow. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. To find out how to make your family disaster plan, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Hungry for something new? How about an edible game to satisfy you? A guts game, the guts game. Here's where you have to swallow a sensor in a pill and then fight off an imaginary parasite by making changes to your own gut. This is from the Royal Melbourne Institute of Technology. They have ingestible sensors, and these can capture video and detect chemicals or measure acidity, temperature, or pressure. And the guts game is for two players. What you do is you both swallow a sensor, and then you must alter your gut temperature at set times over 24 to 36 hours to kill a virtual parasite. Now, you can consume hot or cold items, exercise hard, or eat spicy dishes to make them sweat or to make your body sweat. And the game ends once a player excretes the sensor, okay? And the winner is the player who does best at matching the target temperature at given times, because you can alter your temperature that way. Food and drink can change temperature in the stomach, whereas gut temperature was most affected by exercise, they say. Now, there's a Christmas gift for you. Hey, how about giving the game of guts? All right, speaking of edibles, now I have to confess, up until a day before yesterday, I was a drive-through virgin. I had never been through a drive-through. And so I pick up my friend from the hospital. He had a procedure, and he was starving. He had a procedure that involved an 8-hour fast, not an 8-day fast. He had to not eat anything for 8 hours, and so he was starving. He says, God, I'm just, you know, famished. Let's go somewhere. I said, yeah, sure, where you want to go? And so he picks a very, you know, if I mentioned the name, you would recognize it because it's the most popular fast food place. And I thought, he was kidding, you know, and I thought, well, he's going to, you know, he knows me and knows I go to, you know, Down to Earth or Whole Foods or somewhere. And so I thought, well, he's going to mention something healthy after that. Well, he didn't mention anything healthy. So I thought, okay, we'll go. So I pull in, and I'm looking for a parking space. He says, no, go through the drive-thru. And I thought, oh, okay. So we're getting in line, and I had never been through a drive-thru before. Now I know why people have such a problem with temptation, because it's so easy. Let's backtrack here. I went through a drive-thru once. I was... I did it for fun. It was just a joke, and it was back 20, 25 years ago. I drove through the line. I think it was a Jack in the Box, and I said, yeah, like a, I don't know, a cheeseburger. No, I'm sorry. I said a veggie burger and a large carrot juice. And I remember the attendant said, could you please repeat that order? They thought, what the heck is that? Anyway, but this is the first time I ever did a drive-thru, so so much for that. Now I'm not a drive-thru virgin anymore. Okay, tossing carrot juice in with your kale can make it taste better, and it can make it more nutritious. That's because the sulfur compounds in kale can be neutralized if you squirt some fresh lemon juice, and it triples your odds of enjoying it. This, according to Dr. Connie Gutterson. She said lemon juice is that it's the plant acids that inhibit your brain's ability to detect the aromatic sulfur compounds. So, a little lemon juice on your kale. And speaking of restaurants, two friends were eating at one of the trendier restaurants in town. One friend pointed to the menu and told the waitress, I'll have the 24. And the other friend says, Jim, that's the price, not the meal number. Oh, he said, then give me the 12. He didn't want to spend $24. All right. Okay, that's it for the Health Hotline News. When we come back, we'll have Joan Freeman talking about plastic surgery. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. It's the healthiest 2 hours on radio. And if you can't stay with us all 2 hours long, you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com. That's DOCTOR, healthradio.com. Or listen to the rebroadcast tonight at 9 p.m., 9 to 11 p.m. on 94.3 or AM 690 KHNR. Back after this as Dr. Health continues.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
A smooth-flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
You make me feel so young.
Hey, we hope you're feeling young out there in Radio Land. And I just want you to know we have so much information for you in this segment of the show that we've activated our organic time compressor. That's right, to concentrate and crystallize three times more information into this segment than you would otherwise hear on a normal segment on Health Talk Radio. And we want to remind you about our website, too. No, not that spider and his web in the upper corner of my kitchen. The Dr. Health Radio website, drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. All right, to our guest, Joan Freeman, who is the author of the new book, Facing the Cut. She's been in the plastic surgery field for 33 years. I mistakenly said, I think, earlier that she was 33 years old. I think she's a little older than that. And we'd like to welcome her to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Joan. How the health are you?
I am doing great, David. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Now, sorry that we are a little behind on time here, but we're going to compress as much information as we possibly can into this half hour. So let's talk about first why you came out with this book, Facing the Cut, because obviously people, I mean, you go to any website and you'll get all the information you need for plastic surgery, right? I mean, what's the concern there? There's tons of information.
Available on the internet, websites, all kinds of information is out there, except today, accurate information and misinformation seem to carry the same weight because the internet has sort of leveled the playing field. It makes it almost impossible to distinguish qualified surgeons from those that are not qualified. And all of them are competing for the same dollar. So I wrote the book because I wanted to create a consumer guide, one that would be very easy to understand. You know, I speak in the same language that everybody else does. And by the way, I'm not a nurse or a doctor, but I have had over three decades of experience with patients in terms of helping people make decisions, counseling them, coaching them, building practices in the field of plastic surgery. So a lot of patients would say, oh, please just write the book because we need a book. And as I looked in the market, there was really nothing written by anyone other than doctors that are, you know, pretty much speaking in terminology. Sometimes it's difficult for patients to understand. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have a consumer guide that would be easy for people to understand so they would avoid some of the pitfalls that are common to people when they're choosing a plastic surgeon.
All right. Now, as far as choosing a doctor, there's those, you've seen these doctor of the year and the best doctors in that particular field of medicine and the influence of media. Do those hold any weight or are those just puff pieces? You know, the top doctor awards.
A lot of times they really are puff pieces. I go into great detail in my book about that because, you have to understand that when those awards are given, you have to know the criteria they're based on.
Mm-hmm.
The basic thing I think that people need to know, especially the consumer, is when you're choosing to go to make a decision to alter your face, your body, whatever, that you have to begin with the end in mind. So you have to know what you want. But I think secondary to that, you must know what credentials the doctor has. And the difference really is in the training. And I have found that most people don't know the difference between a cosmetic surgeon and what we would call a trained or board-certified plastic surgeon. So if I could, I'd like to kind of talk about that, because it's one of the reasons why we would have a tendency to see maybe not desirable results. Unfortunately, when I began to research information for my book, I was shocked at the number of patients who were botched. I was shocked at the deaths that were taking place in what I would call black market industry, where people really didn't understand that this is still medicine and it's surgery, and it can be dangerous if you fall into the hands of an unscrupulous practitioner. So to know the differences in doctors, and almost anyone now can call themselves a cosmetic surgeon, and I think that's surprising to many people. They assume if they go into an office where it looks like, you know, the doctor is in his lab coat and he's got cosmetic surgery on his door, that he is actually who he says he is. And the reason I mentioned earlier that the internet has leveled the playing field is because anyone can create a website. States that licensed doctors cannot regulate what doctors put on their website.
Uh-huh.
They depend on the doctors
right. To
be honest, to be ethical, to be who they say they are. Unfortunately, today, a lot of people are not who they say they are. And I saw that there was so much of that it really brought me to tears. Because this is an industry that I think has taken a hit. I think there's a blight on the industry, because almost anyone who is interested in doing something on a cosmetic nature is willing to put up, you know, a sign,
a shingle,
and open an office.
Right.
And anybody can walk in. And most of the time, by the time you determine that this person really wasn't qualified, the damage has already been done. And we're talking not only being botched, but we're talking being maimed, we're talking about paralyzation, we're talking about death.
So cosmetic surgery, Joan, would be more risky than having a plastic surgeon do it, using a cosmetic surgeon?
Well, you have to have someone who's trained.
Okay, so you could have a highly trained cosmetic surgeon and maybe a fresh new plastic surgeon that doesn't have much experience. I mean, then that would be... they would be almost equals, right? But you want ideally somebody that is, as you mentioned, credentialed and also experienced, don't you?
Right. But you want someone trained in plastic surgery.
Right. Yeah.
So now today you have say there's a family emergency, or there's an emergency room doctor or family practice doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They can call themselves anybody can call themselves a cosmetic surgeon without having trained in plastic surgery.
Okay.
That's the biggest problem. And so now when you see TV ads, or I see people, you know, even on infomercials, promote themselves as plastic surgeons when in fact they're not. They call themselves cosmetic surgeons, and the public doesn't know the difference. So the assumption is made that everyone has equal training.
Okay, if you're not let me stop you. If you're not a cosmetic surgeon or a plastic surgeon, you can call yourself a cosmetic surgeon. But if you are not a plastic surgeon, you can't call yourself a plastic surgeon, right? That would be...
You shouldn't be. Yeah, you should not be able to call yourself a plastic surgeon. Unfortunately, we have very little legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen doctors in my own market call themselves plastic surgeons, and I know you're an ENT. I think there needs to be a call for more transparency. I think doctors should only say they are what they are, and the training should be available for everyone to see. So if I choose to go to a doctor who's an ENT, your nose and throat specialist, then let me know that before I choose you as my surgeon.
Exactly. Okay.
And that is sometimes overlooked.
All right. Okay, now let's talk about, since you mentioned botched surgeries, let's talk about one that you had first experience with, or secondhand experience with, it, the patient that had to have her forehead replaced because of dermal fillers. Can you elaborate on that?
Oh, yes. She is one of the elements of surprise that I have in my book is the book is broken into body, mind, soul. And her name is Carol Bryan, and Carol is someone now who is really a spokesperson now for safety regarding dermal fillers. But it was just an injection of two substances, one being silicone. And over time, her forehead began to morph. And her story is just heart-rending as I heard it. And when I actually saw her on a segment of The Doctors,
oh, yeah.
And I couldn't believe what I was seeing, yes. And she's had quite a lot of media coverage about her story, but it left her blind in one eye, affected her peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a model at the time and beautiful woman who, even though she went through that and could not find anyone to correct what had been done to her, and she went into hiding for about 4 years.
Wow.
The story's in my book. I won't tell you all the details.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
ultimately, the thing that I love about Carol is the transformative quality of which this, even going through this very seriously sad situation, she found her voice. And I think when we think about plastic surgery, a lot of people think that it's just all cosmetic surgery. But cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, reconstructive surgery, they all have a transformative quality. And that's the thing I think I've loved about this industry is to watch that transformation in people.
Mm-hmm.
And different people with different types of situations, even people who have had serious burns. There is there's something that happens when the physical person... it's almost like a shattering of that physicality. Then the spirit, the soul of the person comes into play and they become someone different.
Yeah.
And so the surprise element in the book is I talk about those kinds of stories because if someone is botched, if someone is maimed for whatever reason, if they've lost their physical beauty, does their life stop? For many people, it's the beginning. It's like a new life that takes place and takes over.
No doubt about it.
You see the beauty that they are, because I believe that real beauty transcends the physical. The real beauty that comes from within, that shines outward, it's in their voice, it's in the way that they express themselves now. It's just an awesome thing to witness.
Yeah.
And I think that's where my heart is for this particular
Well, thank
movie.
You so much for writing the book, Facing the Cut. And what I'd like to say, I want to mention this, I think it was I don't have the book in front of me, but I think around page 178 or something. But in the True Beauty chapter, and this is along the lines of what you're telling us right now, you say that no amount of surgery will totally restore natural form or create the perfect beauty. There is no perfection in this endeavor. At best, we can expect a good surgeon to do his best work. How the body responds is up to the great healer above. And so, people, a lot of times they come in, I'm sure, to the plastic surgeon, and you've worked with many, they say, I want the, Jennifer Aniston nose or, some celebrity's mouth or lips or cheeks or something. And you can't really, it's not like you can order a part off the shelf. This is you.
Right.
It has to be uniquely you. And obviously
right.
you can make somebody look like somebody else. But I remember a quote some years ago. It said, if you get plastic surgery, how are you going to ever know what you look like when you grow old or what you're supposed to look like when you grow old? So you'll never know the real you. But anyway, we need to take one last break of the hour. Joan, if you could stay with us. Thanks, sir, for your patience. And I know we had you on a few minutes later than we originally planned, but we have many more questions for you. We'll talk about how people can get the book, Facing the Cut. And if you are at all concerned or interested in any plastic surgery procedures or cosmetic procedures, I want to ask you actually when we come back about liposuction and Botox, seemingly benign procedures that can also have some very serious and sometimes deadly consequences. We'll talk about that. And then the body beautiful, we'll talk about things like breast implants, and which is the most common female augmentation or plastic surgery procedure, and much more as we continue here with Joan Freeman, the author of the new book, Facing the Cut. Back after this as we continue. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Hi there, health fans. Dick Allgaier here. David Snow, did you know that this month, December 2018, is a very strange calendar event? This month has 5 Saturdays, 5 Sundays, and 5 Mondays. That's something that only happens about once every 800 years. Check it out. All right, in my report this week, new findings about the health of U.S. adults. These will shock you. Great news in the quest to eradicate HIV, plus why falling in love really is good for your health. All coming up in my report in the next hour of the Dr. Health Show.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just two capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals six capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Ah, to be forever young. That would be nice. Hey, before we get back to our guest, Joan Freeman, talking about plastic surgery and looking younger and maybe making that help you feel younger, I didn't get to this on the, you know, I was confessing to being a drive-through virgin, but then I didn't talk about a couple things that that can make drive-through a little healthier, just a little healthier, and that is to ask for no mayonnaise. That, you know, mayonnaise has about 100 calories a teaspoon, or tablespoon, rather. Things like tartar sauce and ranch dressing and some of those other sauces can add up to almost half the calories for the meal. So that's a good way to cut the calories from our calorie-cutting kitchen. Here, some advice there. And then also add some vegetable toppings or ask for extra, you know, lettuce, tomato, pickles, sliced onions, things like that. And then look for calorie counts at your favorite chains, restaurants that you frequent, because the portion sizes can vary between the different chains, you know, like whether it's McDonald's or Burger King, or some of the other, fast food chains. A small order of fries at McDonald's, for instance, has 100 calories or fewer calories than the small size at Burger King. So it can vary between, and a lot of times that's the portion size, but still, you know, parts is parts. Okay. All right. Having said that, let's get back to our show here on plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery procedures. Let's talk about, Joan, let's talk about liposuction and Botox. Those are minimally invasive procedures, and yet there can be some serious consequences on those. Can you speak to that?
Well, liposuction, depending on the area of the body and the extent that it's being, to what extent, how much liposuction is being done,
right,
would not be really considered a minimally invasive procedure. Botox is. Liposuction, of course, is designed to remove unwanted fat from the body. And it is not a weight loss procedure, though. Typically, patients that do best with liposuction are people who are in good health, number one, and also they're at within, 20% of their ideal body weight.
I see.
So it's designed to remove spot areas of fat that don't respond typically to diet and or exercise.
So I guess you'd call it instant spot reducing, right? You always heard the term spot reducing.
Right.
Okay.
And you can do small areas, like under the chin. That would be, you know, that's not really a big deal. But okay. When you're talking about body contouring, liposuction often comes into play. And now what we're doing with the fat, or what surgeons are doing with the fat, is using fat to fill volumes fat that may be lost, say, in the face.
Mm-hmm.
If the cheeks are sallow, or you can build up the cheeks with fat. So that is considered the new liquid gold.
Oh, okay. And how dangerous is that, or how risky is that procedure?
Listen, I think cosmetic surgery, generally speaking, is safe if it's done in the hands of a trained practitioner or a trained plastic surgeon. Where you come into problems is when people do things like, there was a recent case, I think there are good doctors all over the world, but when you're talking about medical tourism, as an example,
right.
Patients
yeah.
have to vet those doctors even more so than they would vet doctors in the United States.
You bet, yeah.
Sometimes the standards of sterilization may be off. It could be anything. There was recently in the news a girl from Dallas, Texas, who went to Mexico.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, young girl. And she had a problem with, she went into cardiac arrest. And then her brain, of course, was damaged. And within about 30 days, she actually died. I was so sad to see it. And I really hope that her case will not just be lost, because a lot of this gets swept under the carpet. We hear about it for a few days or so in the media, and then we forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that her life will not be lost in vain.
And speaking of statistics, Joan, are the statistics accurate as far as the number of, as you mentioned earlier, botched procedures or deaths from plastic surgery or whatever? How is that reported? Is
I'm
it
so
self-reported?
Glad you asked that question. It is self-reported, but the only people that really, or doctors that are required to report are doctors that are board certified. That's why when you're looking at statistics, it's an unknown stat. We won't really know because it goes underground. It may be mentioned, but there's no board that is collecting that information for doctors other than those that are board certified. So think of all of the thousands of doctors out here that are not board certified, and I'm talking about there are trained plastic surgeons that are not board certified. There are many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that statistic will never really be known, and that's why I was so shocked when I began to do the research and saw the numbers myself as I read the stories.
Wow.
And I started to investigate, you know, different doctors, and I just don't understand why we can't have more legislation, why there can't be more transparency, because this is a public safety issue.
Absolutely. All right, I have many more questions, just a few more minutes for the show. Most common plastic surgery procedure for women, breast augmentation or breast implants.
Breast augmentation.
Talk about that, if you will.
Has been for many, many years. It's still the number one procedure that women do worldwide. And the biggest difference now is that the choice of a saline implant, which is salt water,
mm-hmm.
We see less of those choices now. Everyone's going to a cellastic gel or silicone-based implant, which is safe. All of the implants are safe. They come with a warranty. People worry about rupture rates.
A warranty. Excuse me for laughing, but wait, let's stop you at warranty. Is it a 5-year warranty? Is it a 100,000-mile warranty? What's the deal?
It's a 10-year warranty in most cases.
Is it really? So
yes.
Are you saying that if I were
absolutely
a woman, I'd have to get my breast replaced every 10 years?
No. I have friends and I've known people that have had implants for 20, 25 years. My thought is if it's not broke, you don't need to fix it.
Okay.
As long as the implant is not giving you any problem. Some doctors recommend that you replace them every 10 years. But,
wow.
You know, if there's a need for that, yeah. Some do, some don't.
But I've heard about the silicone migrating slowly out of the chamber or device or the silicone implant itself. It slowly migrates and then it affects your immune system or other things.
But it's almost like a dewy. It's like almost if you put a tissue over an implant, and I used to do this for patients, and you might see a little bit of a spot. It's almost like a sweat. It's not like the silicone is contained within
the
implant.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's, Yeah, and they've improved them. There's new technology with implants now. They're quite safe.
Okay, one of the last questions, are medical spas safe? You know, the spas also offer some of these plastic or cosmetic surgery procedures. What about that? They're not really doctors, but they're spas, so people think, oh, well, I'll get, you know, a massage and some Botox at the same time, or some, you know, some lipo, you know, just to shape me up.
Well, I'll give you an example of a case that was done in a medical spa. Another Dallas realtor, actually, some years back, had liposuction, went into a medical spa, and could not walk.
Wow.
When she left.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Her life was totally changed.
Hmm.
So you have to, I would not do a medical procedure in a spa. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to know who's operating the spa. What's the license here in Houston? We've had just recently a crackdown on a lot of these operators of spas that are doing things that are not legal for them to do.
Mm.
And again, the states try to regulate as best they can, but it's still, because the public is unaware, I think, of the risk. I just think that they don't know how serious some of this is. And that's why I really wanted to write the book.
Yeah, no, that's great.
There's no need for you to lose your life over something that's elective.
Absolutely
not. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, one last question for you. The downside of the backside, the Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
Tell us about that in 1 minute or less, what we need to know.
Okay, what you need to know about that is, be sure you see, if you're a novice at this, be sure you see a board-certified plastic surgeon. If you're a novice, at least one that's board eligible that has the right training, because that procedure can be done using implants or typically using the person's body fat. There are a lot of risks involved with that. That I go into great detail about that in my book.
I haven't had any work done yet, and I'm in my 60s. But if I had any work done, it might be that, because I've never had a butt. I always have to take in my pants because there's nothing there. It falls away anyway. But that's another program.
Okay.
Hey, how can people get your book, Joan, Facing the Cut?
Right now it's on Amazon. It's a bestseller on Amazon. And also you could go to my website, which is joanjeffersonfreeman.com.
joanjeffersonfreeman.com. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Facing the Cut is the name of the book. Thanks, Joan, for being with us and sharing all the information you did.
My pleasure.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
There goes Joan Jefferson Freeman. Here we go with hour number one of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. When we come back, Stacey Chalemi joins us on herbal medicine. And, of course, we'll have the fitness file, matters of sexual health, the Fuddy Bone Pharmacy for a laugh and a half, and if you're suffering from irregular hilarity, and Dick Allgaier's health report next hour as well. So much more information to come. And if you miss any part of it or just want to get a double dose of it, you can always listen to us tonight for the rebroadcast at 9 p.m. on the station you're listening to right now. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio. Stay tuned for the top of the hour Fox News, then hour number two of the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.